I remember back in 2014 when I was launching Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. It was April 2014, and I was committing to put out content every single day, like open-ended commitment, not just to myself. That was the less important commitment, but to my audience, to you, to like people who were going to subscribe, that, hey, every single day I was going to share something I'd learned or some experience that I had or some new insight or perspective on how to create more effective, results accountable marketing, copywriting, sales, like entrepreneurship type content that is going to help you generate more leads, customer sales, and profits. And it felt like this big commitment that I was making. And also part of me was worried that I would be just screaming into the void, right? That I was going to be putting out this content and nobody would pay attention. And you know, it was just going to be a huge waste of time. And even before that, I'd heard success stories of people doing daily emails and publishing daily. And ever since then, I've heard even more. Like, maybe it's one of those things where my reticular activating system turned on, and as soon as you're doing the thing, you start seeing all these people who are doing the thing, right? But I've heard so many people say, hey, publish daily, publish consistently, publish like Monday through Friday, send out daily emails, whatever, right? And building successful businesses, building successful brands, building successful like personal journeys as a result. And so today, in today's episode, I'm just going to reflect on this a little bit and share with you the power of publishing daily and maybe give you a little bit of useful advice, insights, and perspectives about how this can be used to grow your business if it is the right thing for you. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so first off, like, it's a scary thing, right? Am I gonna inundate people's inboxes? Are people gonna hate me? Am I going to, you know, like create this terrible reputation for myself? Are people gonna just trash me, etc.? Right? Maybe. Maybe you're gonna grow some haters. Maybe you're going to make some people want to unsubscribe. Maybe you're going to turn some people off. And that's okay. It's okay to do that. And you don't have to be right for everybody. And the volume that you're putting out, if you do it daily, doesn't have to be right for everybody. But there are some big benefits. And the number one benefit that I think that you'll find if you publish daily is that you will find your voice. Like, when I started Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, I didn't have nearly the collection of concepts and ideas that I have today. I didn't have the clarity. I didn't have as good of a speaking voice. I said and a lot more. Of course, that's developed as I've shifted Breakthrough Marketing Secrets into a multimedia thing instead of just text on page. But you find your voice through concepts, you find your voice through the things that you say, the specific words that you use, you find your voice through deciding what topics are most interesting to you that resonate with your audience as well. So you find your voice. And the other thing that you start to do is you start to find your audience. And if you do say, hey, I publish every day, I put this stuff out every day for those of you who are interested, and if you'd like to follow me, Here is the expectation that you can have for me. You start to find an audience of people who do want that. So maybe you publish daily TikToks. Maybe you publish daily on Instagram. Maybe you publish daily on YouTube. Maybe you publish daily through Facebook Lives. Maybe you publish daily through email. I will throw this little caveat out there that building audiences on other platforms will never be as valuable as building an audience through your own email list that you control, that you own, that you can move between providers if you need to. It's very easy. For example, Facebook pages were doing gangbusters for people for a while. And then Facebook pages basically got obliterated from newsfeed distribution, and people saw their businesses get completely like shrunk overnight because Facebook no longer allowed the distribution of their organic Facebook posts. So any type of place where you publish, for example, I consider my primary publishing channel today, right now, for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, my YouTube videos, although I'm building channels elsewhere. I launched Breakthrough Marketing Secrets as a podcast, etc. And so I'm putting this in different places so that I'm more resilient to that type of change in somebody else's business on somebody else's platform. Plus, always my call to action is sign up for my daily emails so you can get episode notifications and more exclusive content, etc. Right? But all of this is in service of finding my audience and the type of person, the type of subscriber who is going to want this daily content from me, who's going to engage with this daily content from me, and who resonates with my message and the way that I talk. And for example, if I talk about ADHD and how I've dealt with ADHD, like, and my struggles with that, I'm going to have some people resonate with that. And if I talk about this Buddhist painting on my wall, I'm going to have some people that resonate with that. And I talk about mindfulness and meditation, and I talk about kettlebells, and I talk about all sorts of different concepts. And I start to grow this audience of people who resonate on all these different levels. In addition to the marketing, the copywriting, the results accountable stuff, right? And what happens as you're doing this is you're finding your voice and you're finding your audience, and your audience is finding you, and you're building that. You grow into a leader and grow, like I say, find your voice and find your audience. But really, becoming a leader is about growth. It's about your intellectual growth, your emotional growth, your spiritual growth, your willingness to like stand up and take a stand and like be the person that people will willingly choose to follow. And so you grow into a leader by publishing daily. And if you want to be a leader, it is about leading people. It's about communicating with people. It's about sharing with people. It's about teaching people. It's about revealing yourself a little bit and being vulnerable so that your people have your back when it's time and when you need it, right? And the way that you grow into a leader is not by, I don't know, like hiding out somewhere. It's by being in front, by being willing to stand up and be in front of a group, a crowd, an audience. And then the people who want to be in that audience will come and be in that audience. And the people who don't, you know, it's okay if you're not a fit for everybody. So with that, like, I want to answer this big question, which is, does it have to be daily? Do I have to put out daily YouTube videos? Do I have to put out daily content? Do I have to put out daily emails, etc.? Yes and no. You can be very successful not doing it daily. And so when I say publish daily, in part, it's because a lot of people who are highly successful at doing this are on a daily schedule where usually it's Monday through Friday, or maybe it's something a little bit different, but they're on this daily schedule. But the most important thing is, what is the consistency that you can maintain? So, for example, my coach, Joseph Rodriguez, who actually has a much bigger YouTube following than mine, he has a consistency. I believe it's currently 2 videos per week on YouTube and published through his podcast. I might actually be wrong. I think it might be 3. But the thing is, he's very consistent about it, and he's been very consistent about it for a long time. And so being consistent, having your days of the week that you publish, is way more important than the daily itself. But daily in general, like, more is better. More communication with your audience is better. If you have been doing monthly, doing it every 2 weeks is probably going to get you better results. If you've been doing it every 2 weeks, doing it every week is going to get you better results. If you've been doing it every week, doing it twice a week is going to get you better results. Or just jump the gun and go straight for daily and figure out what you can maintain with consistency on a daily basis and do that thing and figure out, like, how does it fit in your day? How does it fit in your flow? How are you going to make it happen? What are you going to do? And the thing about daily is a lot of people think, oh, people are going to unsubscribe. People are not are going to stop following me. And yeah, they might. But if you are always speaking to your raving fans always want more of you. And if you're really connecting with your raving fans and you're like engaged with them and they're engaged with you, they'll like make time for you daily. Or what they'll do, and I've heard a lot of people do this with my stuff, is maybe they'll miss a couple days, but then they'll catch up. They'll re-engage with the daily content. And so remember that if you're speaking to your raving fans, they'll be happy with more often. They'll be happy with getting more content from you. So how do you do it? Well, you know, like Nike says, just do it. Just show up. What I did to publish my first daily email was, there was a copywriter that I was speaking with, and I said, hey, I've had this domain name, Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, and I'm going to start publishing daily content there and sending it out as an email too. Would you sign up for my email list? You don't even have to stay on it, but if you sign up for it and get these daily emails, I would really appreciate it. And she did, and she was a subscriber for a while, and then at this point, I actually don't know what happened to her because we weren't that closely connected. But within a few days, I had a bunch more subscribers, and then I was writing this daily content to them, and it was growing and growing and growing. And it only happened because I just started one day. I said, today's the day. I'm going to start sending out these daily emails, and I just did it. I just did it. And I really like, for example, Russell Brunson recommends it for a year. Just commit to doing this for 1 year. Because if you commit to doing it for a week, you may not see the results that you expect in a week. If you commit to doing it for a month, you may not see the results that you expect in a month. If you commit to doing it even for like 90 days or 6 months, you might start to see results, but maybe it's not going to be reinforcing at the same level. But if you just make it a commitment, you know, for me, it was just open-ended commitment. But he says, do it for a year and you'll never turn back. And it's only after you start to develop that real consistency that opportunities emerge out of what you're doing. Opportunities emerge out of people noticing your consistency that are beyond what you expected, are more interesting, more compelling than what you expected. And so the way that you have those opportunities emerge is you just do it, and you do it consistently, and you find a way to make it happen. And I'll reiterate, you have to choose the media that works for you. So if it's a daily email that works for you, do a daily email that works, right? If it's a YouTube video, if you can pop on YouTube, if you can pop on Facebook Live, if you can do whatever, you know, you have to choose that media that's going to work for you. And you put it out and you make it happen. And then, yeah, you just stick with that. And then you might iterate down the road. For example, I started as a daily email, and then I started doing videos on Friday. And then it was at the beginning of the pandemic, and I really wanted to start doing videos more often anyway. And I wanted to grow my YouTube channel. So I started doing YouTube videos every day. And then I had enough requests, like, hey, in fact, I'd had requests back when I was writing it as a daily email to turn it into a podcast. And so I turned the video content into a podcast, and I have that going on. And so I was able to add all that, but it started with just one thing, with just one media channel that worked for me, and it's grown because of how it's grown, right? The last little bit about how to do it, it addresses that objection that people have. Like, I don't know what to talk about on a daily basis. I'm afraid to be like in people's inboxes on a daily basis because I don't know that they're going to care about what I have to say. And part of that's going to come with finding your voice, which is only going to come through the repetition, through putting in the reps, right? But the one thing I'll say is, collect and reflect. Don't invent. Collect and reflect. Collect and reflect. I like Joseph, who I mentioned, his videos. He calls them insights and perspectives, right? And so it's as he's going through different content, he is sharing his own personal insights and perspectives on the content. He's collecting ideas and he's reflecting on the ideas. And frankly, that's all that any of us can do. Like, we're not creating things out of thin air. Even when we think we're being creative, we're probably not creating things out of thin air. All that we are doing is we're taking the sum total of our life experiences and the recent, for example, media that we've consumed, and we're saying, this jumped out at me, this is an observation, or the successes we've had, the failures we've had, the stories of our life, of our day-to-day life. We're just collecting those and we're reflecting on them. And in the case of becoming a leader in your market, in your field, in your like niche, in your category, that's what you do. You collect different ideas and you reflect on them and you share your learnings with other people so that if they're one step behind you on the path, they know the next step to take and the next step to take and the next step to take. Or if they're 10 steps back, they can see you. They can follow the path that you're laying out. And when you approach it from that perspective, it's really easy because, hey, if I don't have an idea, like I'm going to go, you know, listen to another marketing audiobook or podcast, or I'm going to read another book, or I'm going to think about the last 3 client arrangements that I've had, or I'm going to think about, for example, yesterday I did the $20,000 plus sales calls on Zoom video. And that was like, I saw a subject line in an email that jumped out at me. And I said, ooh, that's an interesting idea to talk about. Well, I'll talk about my own experience with that. And then I had my own experience. I collected this idea of talking about these high ticket sales calls. And I shared my own experience and I reflected on my own experience. So I didn't really have to invent. And if you want to go deeper in all of this, I would say that when you are publishing daily, the way to make it work, sure, some people make money off of just having a YouTube channel, right? If you are Mr. Beast or whatever, and my kids love Mr. Beast. If you're Mr. Beast and you're able to just create this content that millions of people watch, you can make money off of YouTube and just make your money that way. And that's sweet. That's awesome. For many of us, really what we have to do, we're using this daily publishing as a way to generate leads, to generate prospects, to bring people into our universe. And then from there, we convert them, whether we're selling some higher ticket service to people who are clients, or we're selling some lower ticket, like offer information product, physical product, whatever it is, right? Bringing people into a in-person practice or business, whatever it is, right? You have to have entire marketing systems in place. And my BTMS Insiders training library goes into all those details of, okay, once you have this audience from publishing daily, how do you convert them? How do you make them customers and clients and maximize your business success from that? So check out the link in the description to that. Let me know in the comments below, like, what's your reaction? First, let me know on a scale of 1 to 10, how valuable you found this and why. What is your reaction, your reflection on this? What insights and perspectives did you get out of this video? So leave those comments below. Tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share this with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly. And hey, I publish daily. And if you want more great content from me, make sure that you subscribe. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This is your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, published every day, Monday through Friday. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value with every single one, and I hope I've delivered it here. I will catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.